we take a walk? The sun is shining down.
Okay, I'm going to make an executive decision.
Yes, sir.
We're going to can this from being used anymore because of all of the tunes that we use that bring us into our top of the hour, bottom of the hour. That one is way overused or too recognizable. It's wonderful, but it's becoming...
Well, it either starts the show or it ends the show.
Yeah, but it's we're overdoing it. We have to find, actually, Michael, your assignment is to find us more morning, good day, happy songs. As a matter of fact, for the benefit of the audience listening and dancing pleasure, let's go through right now all of the good day opening songs. We used to have that Doug Steffens, good day. Mm-hmm. People thought that was old and tired, even though we got a whole new version of it. People said, we don't like that anymore. All right, so I'm responsive to what the audience wants. So we came up with a whole bunch of these, what we call opens in the business, what we use for rejoins. After the news, you come in, set the tone, it makes us all feel good, yada, yada. All right, so Michael, just go through and cycle all of the songs that we're using as rejoins. So far, how do you like it, Jennifer?
Oh, I like this one.
All right, so this one, that was a good one. Yeah, that's good. Next.
I like this one.
Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, then can't you just go through? Isn't there a wheel of some of those?
No.
You have to go looking for them?
Yeah.
Really? Oh. All right. Well,
not as much fun as you thought, huh?
Why does that always happen to me? Why is everybody always picking on me? Speaking of being picked on,
I know.
Isn't it terrible? The federal workers have to accept a pay freeze. Well, only if Congress votes for it, but they voted themselves a pay freeze. Why is this not a good idea? Instead, a pay cut is in order. Does that sound cynical on my part? This is not a political discussion. This is a discussion about reality. Am I mean-spirited at Christmas time to talk about cutting the pay for all those good federal workers? No. Unemployment benefits not going to be extended? I'm kind of down with that, although it's a lousy time of year. It would mean at some point it's got to stop. At some point, it has to be, you have to figure that people need some incentive, and there is none in the current unemployment circumstance that I can see. I mean, there is some, but it isn't really. You and I all know somebody who's taking advantage of the system, collecting unemployment and also working under the table. We know these people. You know them. I know them. We see them. They're everywhere. So under the circumstances, maybe this pushes further on the illegal immigration side. People say, oh, Americans don't want. You want to eat? Or you want to not eat? You want to pay your bills or you don't want to pay your bills? And people say, well, we don't understand. What I understand is when you look at Monster.com or any of the classified job things, Craigslist, for example, there are tons and tons and tons of jobs. So why are they not being filled? Well, people have the right training. So go get the right training. I don't have any money. Oh, come on. It's a vicious circle, and we have created this welfare state again, kind of got out of it during the Clinton years, but now we're back in it, this entitlement thing. And does it sound mean-spirited of me to say it's time for people to, you know, I got to work two jobs? I got to work two jobs. Jennifer works two jobs. The only one here who doesn't work two jobs is Michael, and he's lazy. So just get off of your duff and do something. Create something. Find something. You got to be a busboy and wash dishes. Sorry. Would you rather, you usually when you work for those places, at least you get a free meal while you're on duty. So there's one meal a day taken care of. So it just seems to me that we've become so, even when we complain as much as we do about all of this stuff, it's time for some action. Mm-hmm. It's time to say, stop.
We've gotten into a very lazy mindset, I think.
Many of us have. Many of you have. I haven't. Jennifer hasn't. And I'm only teasing about Michael. Sort of.
He works really hard.
He does work hard. Right. Working hard at keeping things going. So the poll today at DougStephan.com GoodDayShow.com. Is the president's idea to freeze federal workers' pay a good idea? A, yes, they're paid far too much for far too little work. And you know as well as I do, that's really what the consensus is. There are far too many people working in jobs that are unnecessary. And God bless us all. People say to me all the time, you say what the rest of us are thinking. I know you're thinking that. And it is an acceptable thought to have. Is every federal worker a lazy, no-good slob? No. Is every federal worker someone that ought to be discounted just because he or she is a federal worker? No. Some of the jobs are extraordinarily important, and some of them are done by extraordinarily well-qualified people. But you know and I know that public service, so the public sector, scratch public service, civil service is a desirable aim for a lot of people who want protection because they don't want to work very hard. They work for a few years. They have status that makes it very difficult for them to get fired. And so on it goes.
Lots of holidays, too. Don't forget those.
A lot of holidays. So you can respond to the poll as usual when you check out your email and you go to gooddayshow.com. Help yourself. Clay, I don't remember that we got a sense of what people on Twitter and Facebook were saying about the idea to freeze federal workers' pay.
Oh, no. Well, I can go find some comments or something.
Well, what a great idea since I asked you to do that an hour ago. That would be super. What a great idea.
Full of ideas.
Yeah, go ahead, Jenja.
I don't know. The more you just brought this up, and now I'm touching a nerve. I haven't had a raise in a really long time, and neither have you, Doug. But as a federal worker, don't they automatically...
I've had a pay cut.
Exactly.
In about for seven figures, thanks.
But don't you think, I mean, as a federal worker, don't they get bumped up a percentage or something every year?
There's some of that. I think it's hard to generalize there. I think there are some that do, and... I don't think there's any merit pay raises, if that's the question. I think there's an automatic pay raise, and this year it was scheduled to be 1.4%, and the president says, oh, all right, everybody's getting a freeze. Well, is that a big deal? Is that a big sacrifice? Why is that a big deal and a big sacrifice?
They're not losing anything.
People who have had their pay cut and hacked and cut and hacked and cut and hacked, and they asked most workers to do more. They get paid less, and people don't like it. Why should they like it? You should be happy to have a job, though. It's a good thing if you have a job to pay your bills, keep a roof over your head. And that's the reality. Those are the facts, indisputable facts. Reactions, 800-510-8255, 14 past on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe that!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MyBoniva.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings. Plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Montel Williams around with one of his important tips for your better living. Montel has partnered with Money Mutual to be the face, if you will, of this company that is really helping a lot of folks out, a lot of people listening to this program who are in need of $500 today or tomorrow, pay off unexpected bills. Maybe you have this, we've been talking about getting a new job or getting a job, or getting some job. A lot of people, as they get into that, maybe on unemployment and they're getting to go to work and they don't have money, they need a bridge. This is a bridge loan, in a sense. Money Mutual is the trusted source for many lenders, and you'll get up to $1,000 in 24 hours if you go online to MontelMoneyMutual.com. It's quick, it's easy, 18 years of age or older, regular income just $800 a month. This is you, many of you. Forget about the problems of not having enough cash. Now take care of the problem. Short-term cash when you need it. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com, all one word, MontelMoneyMutual.com, or you can call them at 800-532-CASH, 800-532-2274. Montel around in a few minutes, as I said. And then later on in this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with the word on vitamin D. What should you really believe about all the things you've been reading in the last 24 hours? You need it or you're not in need of it. What's the story? And the story, speaking of stories, that's what our program is all about. This is story time, right? We could have music to back up story time, and oftentimes Richie does find music for my stories. Rosa Parks.
Okay.
Going not to the back of the bus. Today's the anniversary of that, and we'll have a rekindling of that.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the time when we think about it. 800-510-8255. Shane in Jackson, Tennessee, with a good question. Go ahead, Shane. You're on. Good day.
Hey. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Well, I'll preface this by saying I'm quasi-government,
yeah,
and I'm in a field where we are very competitive with what's out there on the market. In fact, to the point that it's hard for us to hire the technical people that we need that we're behind on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's across the board, but the question I've got, I'm not opposed to the pay freeze, but the question I've got is, where is that going to benefit the rest of the American public?
Well, if you listen to the political swing on it, Shane, it benefits by cutting the deficit by several billion dollars the first year, and over the next 6 years, about $34 billion, I think, is the number that cuts the deficit. That's how much these raises amount to. So that's how it benefits. That's the question.
I'd like to see it, something like that in writing, though.
Yeah, well, wouldn't we all? Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Always the way to be in touch, or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, 21 after the hour.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Leg.
Be a great thing if the people who run Israel say, you know what, in the interest of the future of our people and the planet, we're going to move somewhere else. The terrorist movement would be overnight dismantled, eliminated. So you made a place 54 years ago and it was a mistake. Let them stand up and say, okay, for the benefit of mankind, we're going to move somewhere else. Jump, jive, and wail, will ya?
Tingle bell, hey. Tingle bell, oh. Tingle all the way.
Ooh-ha.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in the city Chevrolet.
Now I'm awake. Yeah.
Tingle bell,
ooh-ha.
Tingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one of the sleigh. Dashing through the snow.
Okay.
In the one horse of the sleigh.
Go right.
Yeah. Over them fields we go.
Over them fields we go.
All the way. One of the best known and commonly sung winter songs, because we're in the winter song season, are we not? Some people say it's the Christmas season. The first name of this song was not Jingle Bells, though. Can you tell me what, for a swell prize, the original title of this song is, please? 800-510-8255, written by James Lord Pierpont in 1857. It is a very...
Kiss My Bells?
No.
Rock My Bells, though. Not quite. But, Richie, that's a good... By the way, this guy was from Medford, Massachusetts, or as they say in Medford, Medford. Medford, Massachusetts. He wrote the song at a tavern, which still exists in Medford Square, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very cool. All right, so what was the first name, the copyrighted name of Jingle Bells? Because Jingle Bells was not the original song in the 1850s. Want to know what the original name of this song is, if you would, please, put your noggins to work, and we'll give you some eggnoggin as, that's something that's really selling at the dairy store. People love the eggnog that we have. It's great stuff. Eggnog's really kind of cool anyway.
Yeah.
One way or the other. All right, so here we are, working on a brand new day, and the focus is whether or not the federal employees are getting the bums rush, what's the right terminology? Getting it in the yin yang.
They're getting it in the jingle bells.
Yeah, right. Have a jingle spirit. Josh is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hi, Josh. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you much.
Yes, sir. Sounds like Elvis. Thank you very much. All right, Josh. You're Now the proud holder of two jobs, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How long were you unemployed before you got these jobs?
Approximately 9 months.
And how much did you collect, and what were you doing before, just out of curiosity?
Construction.
How much money were you making, on average?
$12 to $15 an hour.
Okay, what'd you make over, I guess you have to measure by the week, 12, let's say you're doing 12 times 5, making $600 a week, more or less?
Yeah, give or take.
Okay, and how much did you take in on unemployment?
About $350.
$350, okay. What'd you do to make up the other $250 when you were on unemployment?
Well, I got a roommate to cut back on bills.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you worked on paring your expenses. So now you're having to work two jobs. How much money are you making on the two jobs?
More than enough.
Are you over $600?
Yes.
Don't need unemployment?
No.
So you don't like working two jobs, but you're existing and you're surviving, and it's okay for now?
Yeah, I actually do like working two jobs.
Do you? You're a good example of what I'm talking about. If you want to work, you can. Thanks for the call, sir.
Hi, I'm Arthur Williams, and this is Living Well, your guide to living better financially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Normally, I use this time to provide tips on improving your life. Today, I just want to improve your smile. While psychologists agree that nothing beats the real thing, there's also a growing amount of research to prove that faking a smile can be just as beneficial to your health, appearance, and mood. But don't take the scientist's word for it. Try it for yourself. Say your name once without smiling. My name is Montel Williams. And again, with a smile. My name is Montel Williams. Not only did your face appear more attractive when you smiled, I know mine did, there's a good chance your mood improved. And when you're in a good mood, it's likely that people around you will return the favor. Researchers also believe that smiling boosts the immune system and lowers blood pressure, too. So the next time you wake up and you're not sure what to wear, put a smile on your face. I'm Montel Williams. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendabite.
Yesterday's news. December 1st, 1955, Civil Rights refuses to take a back seat.
When the policeman approached me, one of them spoke and asked me if the driver had asked me to stand. I said, yes. He said, why don't you stand up? I said, I don't think I should have to stand up.
Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white passenger on an Alabama bus. The Montgomery seamstress was sitting with three other black passengers when the bus driver asked them to move. Three obeyed, but Rosa Parks refused.
I said, why do you push us around? He said, I do not know, but the law is a law and you are under arrest.
Parks' defiance and subsequent arrest would soon spark a citywide boycott of the bus system. Her determination resulted in the Supreme Court ruling against segregation on public transportation. It also made her one of the most prominent African Americans of the 20th century. And that's yesterday's news for December 1st.
I've been here.
As any fool who's watching the video stream at gooddayshow.com could tell.
Oh, I need to be one of those fools.
34 minutes after the hour, it is the 1st of December. We haven't made a big deal out of that yet. Wednesday, 1st of December, last month of 2010. We'll be asking you, of course, and you'll be thinking to yourself anyway over the course of the month, what have you done with this last year, and what are you doing with this month? Are you doing pay-wise and otherwise?
Survived.
Paying you, yeah, it's a survival mode. We're in the survival mode.
That's the way
it
is.
I think we're in the upswing now, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, but it's the swing. Is,
and here's another
how far
one
back
you
have to go with the upswing?
Can I suggest two words for
you
this
may,
year?
Yes, Rich.
Survived.
Yes.
And transitioned.
Survived. Good words and transition.
I mean, don't you think we've all changed a little bit in
absolutely
how we do things and how we need to do things?
Yep.
Well, those both work for me.
Attitudes toward things, transitioning. Wait till people see what the outcome. The Senate did pass Senate Bill 510, 73 to 25 yesterday. Interesting, as I was so opposed to it, and the reading, this amendment supposedly protects the small farmer. To this point, no one, even in the Senate, knows what actually was in the bill. This is what's so outrageous about this. Nobody can tell you what they passed, what's in it, what will come out of it, or even if it'll be conferenced and it may just die.
So because who did it, then, if no one knows what's in
nobody
it?
Nobody knows what really was done to protect the small farmer. And the other really telling thing, you know how they made a big deal last week, all the politicians, about we're going to take care of earmarks. This bill was loaded with unbelievable pork. And the bill, before it was voted on, there was a precursor to it which would have, had it been voted upon favorably, eliminated the pork, i.e. earmarks. You think they voted for that? Nope. All the earmarks stayed in the bill.
Yeah,
every last one of them stayed in the bill.
Does that surprise you?
Well, it just tells you what you're dealing with and how people, 80% of the public, including you and me, think that we need to improve food safety and how we handle our food and what we let come into this country. If we're going to watch this stuff and people aren't going to be responsible for themselves, then you need to be, I guess, monitoring in some way, shape, or form. But at what point does personal responsibility go out the window? It's not my responsibility to help you decide what you have to eat, is it? Why is that my responsibility? You're a human being, got a brain, so use it. Figure it out. The fact, and this is part of the deficit stuff here, the $1.6 billion it'll cost to do this, this is another one of the things, and that's why we're talking about cutting pay for federal workers. What did you start to say?
I know to eat broccoli instead of some.
Yeah, you need to know where it comes from. Do you look and know where it comes from?
But, you know, I don't know whether that broccoli comes from Mexico and has been laced with chemicals.
Then
or
it ought to
California
be labeled.
And is, you know, whatever.
And that's part of it. There is a requirement
right.
that the country of origin or the state of origin, where did it come from, be on it. But the best thing
but
to remember.
Still, I mean, I go into any one of my grocery stores, and it does say where it came from.
Yeah, if you're buying a packaged item, if you're buying something that's not packaged, just out on the counter, then there have been some store chains that have taken the lead, and they voluntarily, which is good for business, because they're bringing in healthy stuff, here's where it comes from.
Well, but that's my point. Is just because it comes from California or Wisconsin, do I know that it's more healthy
if it's not packaged,
if it comes from Mexico?
If it is not packaged.
I'm talking about in the produce section.
If it is not packaged, the chances of it having a problem are greatly diminished. Not completely, but greatly diminished. Greatly.
If it's not
the packaging that causes the problem.
Right, like
most
the pre-made stuff, the pre-cut carrots.
Right. Yes, stuff that is not properly washed, cleaned, and then packaged, and then you open it, and you don't properly clean it or wash it, which is basically your responsibility. But being as it is, if you're going to the grocery store, Rich, and you want to buy fresh lettuce, it may not have been grown in your neck of the woods, but if it is unpackaged, it's safe to assume, as horrible as that word is, that it would come from a near enough distance for it to be protected. If it travels from a far distance, in order for it to survive or have any value, it's got to be packaged. If it's from some local or reasonably local area, then they keep it fresh by watering it down.
And so what if you live in a border town or Texas or something?
If you live in a border town of Texas, chances are you're getting Mexican cabbage, Mexican broccoli, Mexican lettuce, Mexican carrots. You name it, it probably is coming from Mexico.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a red.
Oh,
I have on.
Is that a cow?
It is a cow.
He's wearing a red sweatshirt with a cow, with a black and white cow in the front. What's that say? Mufa?
Mula. I got this on a personal appearance in New Bern, North Carolina.
You're funny.
About, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago.
Really? It looks like brand new.
I know it does. It's because I take care of my stuff, Richie.
You must not have. This isn't a farm show.
Wait a minute. What happened to the answer to the question? It's 20 before the hour. We don't have an answer yet. I better repeat the question before we get back to Jack. Hold on, Jack. The question, we played one of the great versions of Jingle Bells. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of versions of Jingle Bells. Probably the best known, most commonly sung of all of the songs at Xmas. So, it originally was not Jingle Bells. It was written by a fellow named James Pierpont, and it was written in a bar in Medford, Massachusetts, 1857, under another title. What was the original title of Jingle Bells? I will give you a hint. The verbiage is in the song, all right? It wasn't called anything that doesn't have anything to do with the song. The original title is actually in the lyrics of the song. 800-510-8255. Ruth in Hannibal, Missouri. Say that again, Doug. There it is. Ruth, you're in Hannibal, Missouri, I understand. Good morning. Welcome to Good Day.
Yes, I'm just wondering if you, these senators raise,
I'm anticipating your question. They voted themselves a pay freeze last year. So they haven't gotten a pay raise since last year.
That's what I was going to ask. Does it go for them too?
Yes,
to
it
pay
does.
Cut
and, yep.
Okay. That's
sure
good.
Does. You're welcome. Yep. Thanks for the call. Jackson, Hibbing, Minnesota. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks
morning.
For taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, just wanted to address quickly a subject that you touched upon here that's stuck in my craw for 20 years, cutting government employee salaries. My sister-in-law came out of college in 1986 with a library science degree,
uh-huh.
and she was hired at the state capitol of Minnesota for $42,000 a year to clip newspaper articles and file them for congressmen
Except
and state
what
senators.
Kind of newspaper articles?
Well, political things, you know, whatever these senators and congressmen would come to the legislative library, and if it was a particular subject, food safety, say, they'd pull out a file. And it was these five or six college
Why do they have a clipping service do that? There are clipping services that do that for a minimum charge a month. Why do they need to hire an employee to do it?
Yeah, they've got five or six people, and she was paid $42,000 a year coming out of college in 1986. I had 10 years' experience, and she was making more money than I was.
What were you doing for work? What was your job?
I had a BA degree or have a BA degree in business, and at that time I was an industrial sales rep selling large ticket items to paper mills, power plants, mining companies, things like that.
Yep.
So $40,000 was a good living. She came out of college making $42,000. I shudder to think what she just paid now.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Does she still have this job?
She's doing the same work, right?
Yep, still doing the same work.
Clipping, really?
My God, isn't that ridiculous? Oh, my
I'm surprised
God.
Her job hasn't been replaced by a computer.
Yeah, I would have liked that job. I would think you could get a smart high school kid to do that.
It's amazing. Isn't it amazing? All right, Jack. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells.
Are we crazy in this country or what? 800-510-8255. Jerry is in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Was down not far from there a couple of weeks ago, Jerry. Nice part of the country. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm glad to hear that. I didn't know you'd been here. I wish I had known that.
I managed to make it down as far as Gulfport and Biloxi. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody who has a home in Hattiesburg. It's not that far. You're an hour or so from Gulfport, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I missed you. Next time, we'll say hi.
Well, it's a great part of the country. It'd be even greater if you guys came down.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you.
Come around, be sure and let us know.
All right, I will do that. So what do you think the original title of Jingle Bells was?
Jingle All the Way.
That is a great guess, however, not the correct guess, but
your
is getting warmer. Jerry, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
Sure.
I think I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody, Richie, now the calls. What do you think? Too early?
It's December, I think.
It's December.
December.
We're okay.
Jones in Willoughby Falls. Willoughby Hall. No, you're in Willoughby Falls, right, Joan?
Willoughby Hills.
Willoughby Hills.
Yeah.
Where is that in relation to Willoughby Falls?
I don't know. I don't know, but I looked up some of my old music from years ago, and I found the name of the song.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Don't tell me yet. Hold on. Robert, what do you think the title was, the original title of Jingle Bells? Robert?
Oh, Blessings to the Snow.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. That's not the correct answer. All right, we're back to Joan. Hi, Joan.
Hi.
I don't know why. I'm just being silly. Okay, so what's the, and you did the research, so what's the original title of Jingle Bells?
The One Horse Open Sleigh.
That is correct.
Good job.
One Horse Open Sleigh. And one of the great Christmas songs, but it wasn't originally even a Christmas song so much, just a seasonal song. And I got this information, by the way, from music historian James Flood, for those of you who... Elmer's brother. As the story behind the story here. All right, so, John, we're going to grace you with some kind of wonderful Christmas present. Is that a good idea?
I think so.
All right, and I'm, by the way, going to be in your town a week from Monday during the program. You listen to WLW, right? WELW.
I just got started. My sister who lives in Willoughby got me started, and I love it.
Aren't you sweet? Well, that's very nice. Hold on just a second. And
give your sister a big hug for us.
Yeah, everybody gets a hug. Thanks, Joan. A very sweet story. Speaking of sweet, do you think Dr. Ken would best be described as being sweet?
Syrupy.
Syrupy sweet. All right. He's got the story. You've heard in the last 24 hours all of the
He's
ruckus
hot,
about
sticky, sweet.
Vitamin D and whether we are getting too much or not enough, and whether we're supposed to. It's just a big mess. But Dr. Ken will straighten all the information out. So listen carefully to what Dr. Ken has to say about vitamin D in just a moment here on Good Day.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Louie and Jennifer have teamed up to spice up your kitchen. Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now at DougStephan.com.
Now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We are streaming live video at GoodDayShow.com, which includes Dr. Ken, who is here to tell us the story a bit more on vitamin D and the people who want to control your lives. So we have one. You and I got into this on, we didn't argue with each other, but I asked you pointedly about the research that's done, and you being an evidence-based sort, the reason that you are evidence-based is because it covers you in case there's a problem.
Well, and also you need something to rely on, Doug.
Well, but how can you rely on any of this junk, Ken, when 1 month somebody comes out with a survey that says vitamin D is good for you, and now somebody else comes out with another survey that says vitamin D is bad? Who knows? Who's sophisticated enough to know?
Well, sometime when we have time, we need to talk about the value of research and the power of research, because not every study is a double-blinded, placebo-controlled, randomized, prospective study. And that is the highest level of research, the most accurate. And some people don't rely on that for everything they do, or they'd barely be able to do anything. But some panels do, and that's where the guidelines come out of.
All right, so then what do we want to know or believe about the study that's out today, if anything?
Well, it's not so much a study. It's a panel. It's mostly one Harvard professor's opinion based on the current research that's out, what she can say about what we can do about vitamin D and calcium at this point. And the Institute of Medicine is the most evidence-based as it comes. They only talk, give policy when it's the highest level, and they're recommending some more vitamin D and some more calcium, but not as much as you and I might think would be good, more over the weekends.
I'm sick of these people. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I-5.
Nothing if we're not cool in here, Richie. 800-510-8255. It's December 1st, so it's okay to be sort of in the Christmas spirit. Some people have gotten in the Christmas spirit by going holiday shopping in the last week or so. It's kind of all predictable, and you hear the same sorts of stories every year. And so it's maybe it's comforting. There's something, especially in a year, we were just talking about this, what this year has been all about in a word or two. Maybe this time of year is comforting. What is that song? God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Yeah, there's a comfort line in there, I think. There's a comfort line.
Yes,
in one.
Of comfort, it's comfort and joy. Joy.
Yes. Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. Okay. I'm in it. Christmas spirit. I'm in it.
I can tell.
Woo-hoo. Now let's get to reality. Everybody ready for some reality?
I am.
Me thinks it is dangerous for you to be exposed to radiation produced by the new X-ray scanners at the airport. I've said that. How many times, Richie? How many times have we said that on the air?
A lot.
All right. So here's Mr. Technology Taylor himself, Alex Goldfein, with how dangerous it really is from his research. And let's see if it agrees with what Dr. Ken has found.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I do a lot of travel and have recently gone through those full-body X-ray scanners twice in a few days. I know they're X-ray machines and I figure I fly enough that I don't need the extra radiation. So, I did some research. Turns out these machines are called backscatter X-rays. That's a reassuring name, isn't it? But the radiation they put out is just strong enough to go a millimeter or two through the skin and bounce back again. Apparently, these scanners deliver between 5/1000ths and 1/100ths millirem of radiation. The threshold for danger is considered 10,000 millirem. Some comparisons. A regular X-ray at the hospital is 2 millirem, or 200 times more radiation than an airport scan. Fly from New York City to LA, you get between 3 and 4 millirem of radiation. People who live in Denver get 0.9 millirem of radiation, or 90 times more than an airport X-ray. So apparently, it's not that much radiation. But are you comfortable with any level of X-ray radiation? I'm Alex Goldfein.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The more you know about your credit cards, the better you can manage your financial life. Everybody agree with that? Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Let's tune in as Brian Osich gives us a little more info on your financial fitness.
Get your credit card facts straight, and you'll be on the road to building a more secure financial future. Beverly Ladley, a Bank of America credit card products executive, says understanding how credit card use affects your credit card score can help you use it wisely and build your score.
Some folks think you have to carry a balance to build a credit history, and that's not true. The best strategy is to use your cards and then pay them off in full every month. Also, make sure you pay at least the minimum payment on your bill. Otherwise, it may be considered late, and that can hurt your credit score.
Ladley says those aren't the only credit misconceptions.
It's also not true that the more credit cards you have, the better. A wallet stuffed with cards can actually make financial institutions nervous that your spending could get out of hand. Also, applying for new cards too often can hurt your credit score. Be sure you want the card before you apply.
For more tips, log on to bankofamerica.com/solutions. That's your financial fitness from Bank of America.
That's pretty good news. We were talking about Jingle Bells and its origin. I said it was written in Medford, Massachusetts. This fellow, Pierpoint, it turns out, was a Sunday school teacher. And the song that we identified originally as One Horse Open Sleigh was something that he wanted his 40 Sunday schoolers to learn. And apparently it was so easy to learn, it caught on in the congregation, and it went from there. Originally presented first time in Thanksgiving, 1857. So, interesting where some of the songs I would like to do. Richie, if you would assign me the job of finding out all there is to know about all of our Christmas carols, we could go through every single Christmas carol. Probably not be able to play anywhere near all of them.
You know, I was thinking
Christmas
about this yesterday, listening to the Binger singing White Christmas, and thinking about how old some of these songs are and how much history there must be to them that we don't know.